Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I do not have a prepared topic this evening, but if you have a question or topic that you would like to bring to the net this evening, please call now. Okie dokie. Does anyone have any announcements or news that they would like to bring to the net this evening? If so, please call now. Okie dokie. I will pass along one request for assistance. I met a gentleman near my QTH the other day who has a Collins R390 receiver that powers up partially, has filament voltage, but does not produce any audio. So this gentleman is looking for somebody who's into the that era of equipment, old-timer, fixer-upper type person, to see if it can be repaired. So if you or someone you know might be able to and interested in coaxing a R390 back to life, please let me know and I'll put you in touch with this individual. Service manuals are available and that's what we got there. So let me know if you can help out. With that, we'll take a round of check-ins and see what everybody's been up to. So if you'd like to join us this evening, please call now.
K4SKP, no comment. K1HTV.
KX4KU.
KF1PPY.
BOB7RAD.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Papa Victor.
M7IVV.
All right, let's hold it there. The net recognizes K4SKP, no comment, K1HTV, KX4KU, KS1PPY, WB7RAV, KM4OZH, KJ7APV, and M7IVV. If I missed anyone, messed up your call, or you would like to join, please call now.
Okay.
Okay, station to just call, please call again with your call sign slowly and phonetically. Your audio is low and your signal is marginal.
KF4TEK in the net, here is WHTCN, Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
All right, excellent. I picked you up, WD8QCN, thank you. And we also picked up Travis, W8BT. All right. That's a nice group to start, so let's spin it around from the top. First person with a comment is Rich, K1HTV, so I'll just say this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net. To get that out of the way, and we'll go over to Rich. K1HTV, Rich, how you doing?
Hey, my KF4TEK in the net, K1HTV. Your name is Bill, Virginia. Good evening to all. Hope everybody had a nice weekend. Had a very nice Saturday. Went up to the Carroll County Hamfest. Up in Westminster, Maryland. My son Andy and I, K1RA and myself, went up there and small ham fest, but they're sort of like a test run again. They're going to be running again next year, and they put this one together in very short notice. So, it was good ham fest. I met some friends we hadn't seen for quite a while. Also, then visited my daughter Christina, KR1SSZ. Who lives up in Westminster, so we had a good Saturday. And good food at the Mission Barbecue, which is up there, so good food. Let's see. As far as the old radios, the RR390, I can think of two people that have dealt with old radios. One is Mark, K4 Sugar Oscar, K4SO, and the other one is Rich, W8KRZ. Both have dealt with tube-type radios and repairing them, reconditioning them. So those are the two that I can think of that have dealt with those radios. As far as activity, this is about the past hour ago. Worked the VK on 10 meters, 2ZLs in New Zealand. And of course, the VK is Australia. And 3D2USU in Fiji Island. On 12 meters, a bunch of JAs are coming through. So the VINs starting to pick up again. The solar flux was up to 91 today, so that's why we're seeing some good conditions. K4JNT was over at the KO4KEZ up in Amosville. It's a mile or so west of me, or less than a mile. And he finally helped them get FT8 working and made it work, worked them on 40 and 15. And then KEZ made some transmissions and was heard in around the world on 15. So looks like he's got it working, got his HF radio going on FT8. The Expedition 8B6 Radio United is active now. He's on 60 meters right now with a huge pileup from Europe. A lot of people calling. I've had no luck working them so far. But he'll be on for another week or so. A number of Russian hams, Papa 8 Radio United. That's it. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich. Thank you very much for that. And keep on working that DX. All right, Kevin, KX4KU, how you doing?
KF4, TEK, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Fairly busy weekend. I went around and took some pictures yesterday of the people of Faro working the Great Pumpkin Ride. Still got a couple more pictures to get in before I start working on putting an article together for the website. Then yesterday afternoon and today, I redid all the lines and everything for my antenna. They're about two or three years old, and there was something not quite right, so I replaced the pulley and did and added some more coax to it. We got back up and it's working. So that's very that was the one thing I was worried about. Just want to make sure it was working. I did work the 7P8RU yesterday evening, so got that one. I'm gonna try. They're working a lot. I want to try to get them on CW1. Outside of that, I will give it back over to you, Mike. KF4CDK, KX4KU, back to net.
All right, fine business, Kevin. Yeah, good job on getting it all back together and having that piece work. It's a shame to redo a whole bunch of stuff and then just find out that it didn't do any good, so glad it did. All right, we're up to Sippy. KS1PPY, how you doing?
KF4TEK in the net. KS1PPY here in Warrenton. I've been busy as all get out. Haven't had a lot of time except for remoting in whenever I think about it, whatever band I can hear. Got a shout out to the K1HTV and others who put it out across the repeater. It definitely helps. Even if I'm not able to come back and say thank you, I hear it and I jump on that band. And I haven't worked anything too fantastic, but I'm slowly making progress and doing other such things. I should have put in the announcement portion, we're still looking for net controllers, someone to take the thing, take up the baton from time to time. Thank you so much for jumping on it tonight. And I can't think of much else, so I'll throw it back to net. Oh, I did think of one question. I've noticed that my SWR on certain bands on my 80-meter OCF and on my inverted L whereas I normally have like a 1.5 SWR. I've noticed like on 12 meters and one other that I'm getting no SWR readings on my 7300 at all. And I'm puzzled as to why it doesn't seem to be registering any kind of SWR. Has anybody seen anything like that or has any ideas as to why some of them come back with a good, you know, 1 to 1.5 and others of them just don't seem to register? Other than that, I'll throw it back to
Ned, KS1PPY. Alrighty, Fippy. So when you're saying that there's no SWR registering, what meter are you looking at? And how is it connected to your antenna system?
It runs through a LBG IT100 auto-tune module that then comes down to the 7300. And the meter I'm looking at is the... On the 7300, you know, you've got a window 4 meters. You know, you got ALC at the top and it has SWR, and I think it's power out and one or two others. But I'm looking at on that meter on the 7300. Some of them it shows, you know, a typical, you know, good 1.5. On some it shows zero, particularly 12 meters and... I want to say 20, but I'm just wondering why would I show no SWR on that meter when I get it on others? Okay, S1PPY, back to Matt.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm assuming when you say zero, you mean one, because you can't go below one. And what I would do is make sure that you're actually putting power out on that meter's page, make sure that your power output is actually outputting power so that there's something to reflect. And check your, you know, SPO bar, and you could also check your ID bar, which shows the current to the final. Make sure that you're seeing stuff there that you would need in order to have any power be generated. If those look good and you still don't get an SWR, maybe your SWR is just magically perfect, maybe you have another issue with your antenna system that's making that stuff disappear, or maybe your power is turned down too far to register in certain cases. So a lot of, you know, different things to be poking at there. I have not seen that happen, but so many different antennas out there, could be lots of different explanations. So this is KF4TEK for the Far Sun and Night Technical Services Net, and we will leave Sippy with that and move on to WB7RAV. How are you doing tonight?
This is WB7RAV. Excuse me. Not doing too bad. Just got back in town late yesterday afternoon. Excuse me. From a short trip down to Florida and back. Trying to monitor a few repeaters and simplex on the way down and back, and did not hear much traffic at all. So it was just a little bit disappointing, but not necessarily unexpected, but I wish I'd heard something. Other than that, not much going on. Just cleaning out the trailer and getting ready for the winter. So we spent a little bit of time back in the shack, working on some things. Other than that, nothing else. This is WB7RAV, back to net.
Okay, yeah, I... never heard of a short trip to Florida. That's quite a drive, but I'm sorry you didn't hear more on the way. I took the radio on the road. I forget the last road trip I took, but I listened to pretty much all the bands and was surprised at how little I was able to turn up in a lot of different places except for where there was a contest. So anyway, get out there and make some noise. Ain't nothing to hear unless someone's talking. So, good luck with that. All right, we're moving up to Gil, KM4OZH. Excuse me for a second. KM4OZH. Gil, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK. This is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. I really haven't done too much radio-wise this week. The one thing I did do was listen in on Thursday to the... let's see, it was Albemarle County School Roundup. What was that? What it was called? The school club roundup. Yes, and for radio activity. And I heard nothing. I sat there for the whole hour and tuned around on the frequencies given and off of those frequencies a little bit and nothing. So I was wondering if anybody was able to copy them down there. And that's really all I got to see. Just working on various things, clean my chimney and get my wood stove ready to go here. So that's it for me, KM4OZH, back to net.
Okay, very good. Good luck with the wood stove there. Hi. Does anyone have any feedback on Gil's question about that activity?
7IVV.
Okay, and 7IVV, go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Gil. Hi, everybody. I did not hear Alamore County on HF. I did hear one, I think it was a college someplace, and I don't know what the rules were, and I thought it ran all week, but that's the only time I listened was between 2:30 and 3:30. On 2 meters, I did not hear them, but I did hear a couple of people, a handful of people actually communicating with them, which is kind of not surprising because, you know, they're obviously got too much geography between that location and our repeater, whereas AG4VA can get in because he's got a good shot. So they were there, but we couldn't hear him. Go ahead.
Okay, Brad, thank you very much. Is that it?
Oh, no, you know me. I've got lots and lots more, but all right. This is November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Message and back to net. Over.
Okay, we'll pick you up for your turn, just a few. Brad, thanks for that report, Gil. And Gil, anything else to comment on that?
KM4ZH. That's a funny thing. I did hear. I thought it was a Michigan station announcing the same event at that time. But I thought that I would certainly be able to hear somebody making contact with them. But it was nothing. So there we go. So that was a try and failed. So very good. Thank you, Mike. KM4OZH back to net.
All right, fine business, Gil. Thanks, Gil. Thanks, Brad. It brings us up to Becca, KJ7ATV. How are you doing tonight?
KM4PEK in the net. This is KJ7ATV in Catlett, Virginia. And I'm doing well, thank you. Good to hear y'all. I enjoyed listening to the pumpkin ride on this repeater. And I apologize to anybody if I disappointed I had volunteered to be at the Midland. But at the last minute, I decided I really didn't feel like going. Just that it was a restfulness thing. I've had a kind of a grueling week, so I rested instead. But I was happy to be able to attend the Aries check-in. That was really cool. Glad I could participate in that from home. Other than that, a little report on my BioNO battery that I purchased to run my solar panel. It was really doing good in spring as the days were getting, and in summer during the long days, but the days have been so cloudy, I'm pretty sure it's the solar radiation management that is why we have so much cloud and rain. But it's just not coming through and charging all my devices, my laptop and various phones that I use to be able to attend college remotely. So there's probably something I can do to improve the situation, like wean myself from the inverter, which is probably drawing from the battery quite significantly. I haven't quite gotten to that yet. So I might get up there and do a seasonal maintenance up on the roof, make sure all the wires on the panels themselves are connected properly. Other than that, same old, working on my house and going to college. So back to you, KF4TEK, KJ7ATV, clear.
Okay, Becca, very good. Yeah, periodic cleaning of the solar panels will help maintain their output, although, you know, if there's no sun to see, then there's no power to generate. When I had my solar set up, I had to really oversize the panels to account for the winter. Just the shortness of the days and the amount of cloud cover that typically occurs meant that there were many stretches of, you know, 3, sometimes 4 days where I would get very little juice and had to size the battery accordingly and the panel accordingly. And, of course, that meant in summer I had this tremendous surplus of power that just, yeah. But, you know, here we are at however many degrees north latitude. Well, good luck with that. Have fun, and, you know, let us know if you learn anything new on that. So, we are now up to Brad, N7IVV. How are you doing?
K4TEK in the group, N7IVV. I'm doing okay. Did the Great Pumpkin Ride Saturday morning and enjoyed it. I'm drawing a blank on his last name, as usual. Guess who's on the radio here. KO4H, KKG, pretty sure was his call. Anyway, we had a good time. We were down here in Remington. It was quiet until the bulk of the people came through for the 64-mile round. And seemed like everybody made their way. There was one lady that got turned around and came straggling in later, and we were actually just closing down, and so Jim gave a real lift back up to the start point. And then a sheriff's deputy actually came in, and I don't know quite where he had been, but he admitted he had not been on the route and had actually kind of gotten lost himself. So for whatever, it's worth signage needs to be improved, but I'll pass that along to Bruce, who can pass it to Ginger, who is the coordinator for the group. But other than that, it was we enjoyed it. We locked up, shut down by around 11-ish, I guess. And I know that the other rest stops were still active beyond that. I guess that's all I had. I'm sure there was something else, but my mind is blank tonight. I'm a little tired. But anyway, back to you. K4TEK, N7IV.
All right, Brad. Very good. Yeah, I had a chance to listen to a few exchanges occur on the repeater for the Great Pumpkin Ride, and by and large, it seemed to go really well. Kudos to all those who set up and participated. So, good on you guys and gals for maintaining our contribution to the community. All right, we're now up to WD8QCN. Steve, how are you doing?
14 hopefully this is working a little better here. Still on the HD, but it's got the quarter wave on now. I want to say thanks to everyone that jumped in and helped out yesterday with the Great Pumpkin Ride. Appreciated hearing everyone on doing that great work. And unfortunately, yesterday was my day to paint the roof room in the basement, so ended up injuring my foot in the process and been hobbling around the house since. But did manage to work the 7 Papa, another 3 Delta Alpha, and an Echo 51 last night on 30 meters after the band was supposedly closed. There was some interesting bursts of propagation there, so fun stuff all around. And not too much else going on. That's about it for this week. Back to my KF4DEK on the net, WDCN. Oh, one more. One more quick injection there, and that's for Sippy, KS1PGY. If you're still looking for Delaware, I've run across Whiskey 8 Uniform Victor, WATV, on 30 meters, 30, 40, and 75, I think. I think it's on FD8, so look for that one. Back to you, Mike, KF4TEK, WD8QCN.
All right, fine business. Well, I hope your foot gets better soon. Yeah, be careful. I feel your pain, literally, because I've smacked into way too many things in the last week trying to get stuff moved around, cleaned out, and whatnot. But, yeah, hope you convalesce rapidly. And, yeah, thought gone. So thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you later. All right, we are up to Travis, W8BT. How you doing?
Hey, good evening, Mike and Almanet. This is W8BT. Is my signal okay?
Yes, your signal is super duper.
Roger, roger. Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't sure because I guess I must have doubled with maybe Steve the first time when I tried to check in. But anyway, good evening to all on the net. I returned Tuesday from my 3 weeks in Houston, or, well, minus 1 day since my Southwest flight was canceled. I tried to leave, but anyway, I've been getting my shack back together, or cleaned up anyway. Once the leaves fall, I'll hopefully get my antenna back up. I had to take it down before I left because one end fell down, but anyway, that's about it from here. Haven't done much on the radio. I guess I did check in once via Echolink down there, but anyway, just glad to be back in Virginia and not in Houston anymore. So anyway, 7-3 to All on the Net. This is W8BT.
All right, Travis, welcome back to Virginia. Glad you had a safe travel. Well, I'm assuming it's safe because here you are checking in. So it couldn't have been that bad. So this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Tactical Service Net. That's the bottom of our list, so we will take a quick pause for any additional check-ins or rechecks that folks would like to make. So if you would like to do either of those things, now is your chance.
KN4FPL check.
November 1, Bravo Echo Delta.
Kilo November 4, Quebec X-ray Delta, listen only.
KN4SPL. Oh, there I am.
All right, let's hold it. Picked up KN4SPL, Bob, N1DED, Mark, KN4QXD, no comment, and KN4SPL again because he was watching Netlogger. Hi, hi. So, Bob, let's start with you, KN4SPL. How you doing?
KF4TEK from KN4SPL. I'm doing fine tonight, Mike. I'm surprised I didn't break through earlier. I was messing around with the mic gain, so I might have had the mic gain down way too low and or doubled and didn't get through, so whatever happened, happened. Let's see, due to what happened last weekend, and you did talk about a Anderson Power Pole tool, I have received it. It's an insertion and extraction tool. It's very small, but it looks like it's, like you said, it's the right tool for the job. So I'm kind of glad I have that now. It was relatively cheap, but I say cheap, $10 for a little small piece of metal. But anyway, just been working on getting a 20-meter dipole up with a 33-foot telescoping mass. Got most of it built today, but I might need a hand trying to get this thing up 33 feet, and fiberglass tends to bend, and I might need a hand. But anyway, I'll bring that up on another date. That's all I got. KN4SPL, back to net.
Okie dokie. Fine business, Bob. Well, good luck with your power pole adjustment. And sorry, you're the second guy who said that he attempted to check in and I didn't catch him. So I heard, I only heard one double this evening, so I don't know what story is, that I will try and make multiple additional listens for rechecks or additional check-ins if that happens. So thanks for pointing it out. Okay, we're up to Mark. N1DED, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I was originally wanting to help out with the ride over the weekend. And then my plans changed. I was supposed to go to Connecticut to visit family, and then that got squashed last minute on Friday night. So I wound up at Warcraft Brewery with some veteran friends of mine having a few drinks. On the way down, I saw some of the participants and was listening to the radio a little bit. It sounded like everybody had a great time, so that was a big plus. Also participated for a few minutes in the state drill. And I also need to start rummaging through the archives. I know there's been quite a few write-ups and videos about solar power use and batteries and what have you. I was running a special event station, and I was running on 100 amp hour AGM batteries. And I didn't have my solar panels with me, but I figured 100 amp hours running a 100 watt radio, I should be good for a while. And I started off at 75 watts, and after about 3.5-4 hours, I was down to 50 watts, and it rapidly dropped down to almost nothing because the voltage on the battery was dropping off so hard. So looking forward to kind of rummaging through and seeing what kind of successes people have had with batteries in their solar kits and what have you. So outside of that, I'm going to be in Connecticut next week. I'm going to try and take my radio with me and see if I can make a few contacts up there, and I might catch some of you guys on HF. That's pretty much it for me. This N1BED. That's in net control.
Okay, fine. This is, well, I think there's a number of folks who have got inputs on solar-related setups. You know, Becca's got her BioNO thing recently going on, and a number of other folks have used a number of other chemistries and controllers. So, plenty of opinions and thoughts on that. If you're interested, just curious, what kind of sound like you were using a sealed lead acid battery. You said it was 100 amp hour. Is that right?
Yep, you got it. It was sealed lead acid, 100 amp hour Duracell that I had picked up from Batteries Plus over in Woodbridge. And it seemed like it was doing okay for me for a while. It's probably about 2 years old. And it was my primary battery source, primary power source for my radio and solar setup of the house. So there's a good chance I just wore it out from constant cycles literally every day or every other day. Back over to you.
Roger that, yeah. Yep, we can talk a long time about sealed lead acid battery specs and performance and all that another time. But, been there, and I'm sure lots of other folks have also been there and would be happy to chat about things that can improve that situation. But since this is a technical service net, I'll just mention real quick that for sealed lead acid batteries, they typically do not like to be deep cycled. If you need to deep cycle your cells, you might look at a flooded wet cell deep cycle battery specifically designed for that service life. When I was sizing my SLA cells, I was expecting not to get more than about 75% of the rated capacity out of the battery maximum. And the voltage, of course, does also drop a little bit, and the voltage drop will cause power output drop in radio applications well before the battery, you know, is technically drained. So we have that to contend with as well. There are a number of advantages that the lithium iron phosphate or other lithium-based chemistries offer in that arena, namely a higher resting voltage and better resilience to charge cycles, and of course lighter weight, higher power density, and all that jazz. Of course, big downside is money. Those suckers are expensive. But so that's my 2 cents of technical data for the technical service net this evening, whether you want it or not. This is KF4TEK for SEDnet, and we'll open it up for another round of check-ins or rechecks. If you would like to join us or have something else to say, or if I just forgot you, I apologize. Please call now. All right, well, that sounds like it's a net, so I would like to thank everybody for joining us this evening and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FAR, to please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farnet@w4va.org. This is KF4TEK closing the FARnet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all, and good evening, 73.
KS1PPY and 1DED Mobile.
And on BED Mobile, KS1PPY. How we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm on my way to Texas to grab a couple of chili dogs. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
We're getting there, slowly but surely. I'm fighting with calendars currently, and getting ready for this next week. I did 105 hours this last week on work, so I'm
working up the timesheet, and it doesn't look like next week's going to be about the same. This is nuts. Over.
Yeah, that sounds pretty brutal. I know you were telling me about a staffing issue at one point. Hopefully that'll get resolved soon. And actually, the calendar's part of the reason why I was reaching out to you. I got some confirmation from the shop who's helping me with my steering. They told me that the rest of my steering components should be in about a month. And assuming that there's no snow on the mountains, I was going to see if you and Alexei were interested in possibly taking a ride out to Flagpole Knob. And also with the TKO Jeepers, we're starting plans for the TKO Spring Fling at Rouse Creek for the fourth weekend in March. So I wanted to give you a heads up on that, too. I don't know if either one of those sound interesting to you at all.
Well, they definitely do. It's just a matter of getting Donna's okay on going. I know she's wanted to go on some of these. We just haven't had a chance to, like I said, we finally got the Jeep up and working. I think I told you about the $75 fix because somebody knew what they were doing with the Jeep. And every time I start looking at the Jeep events, I'm like, oh, man, now the schedule. The staffing should be fixed. Our new guy is supposed to start on Monday. The problem is it's up to me to train him and bring him up to speed. So we got that part of it going, but one or the other or both of those events sound like something I definitely want to do.
Yeah, good deal. You know, I don't know, you know, how comfortable with you are, how comfortable you are with off-roading in general and, you know, what kind of experience you have, but, you know, both taking a ride up to Flagpole Knob is going to be, you know, it's mostly an entry-level trail and there's, you know, a couple of nice little spots to play on if you want to test your skills. And with the Rouse Creek event, it's going to be for all skill levels. We're going to have a couple of different trail guides, and we're going to break off into novice, intermediate, and advanced groups. So, you know, as people start to join up with a group, they'll be able to find whatever slot they want to get into to make sure that they're comfortable, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was super excited about that one event before things went south on the Jeep was, you know, get together with the novice group and sort of testing the skills. Like I said, most of my experience is all with military vehicles and field conditions. So, Donna's probably going to be behind the wheel most of it, being her Jeep, but curious to see how my skills stack up and how Donna's skills stack up on it, because she loves running through mud and running off-road.
Yeah, for sure. I think you both would have a great time. And, you know, the really nice thing about going up to Flagpole Knob, you know, it's beautiful mountain scenery out there. You know, even if we get up there and all the leaves are gone, which I suspect is rapidly approaching at this point, you know, you still got the beautiful hills and valleys out there. And same thing up in Pennsylvania. You know, we're going to be up there right as all the trees are starting to wake up, and I think it's going to be a good time. And we actually we're picking that weekend. We looked at several years of historical weather data, and there has historically been no rain on that weekend. So we're kind of hedging our bets that we'll have a nice dry weekend when we get up there. You know.
Yeah, that would be awesome if Murphy's Law doesn't come jumping in our face on it. All the historical data in the world, and all of a sudden, the one time we decide to plan something, it goes that way. That'd just be the luck. But yeah, I am down for it. I just gotta make sure the schedule works out. And I was looking just a second ago at any of the events that were on TKO. So I could hit them for going or interested, and now I can't remember where they are. But I'll jump on those and start bugging Donna about it. I'm sure she'll love it. Over.
KS1 PPY N1 BED. Yeah, sounds good. There's I think there's three events going on, including one this weekend. Everybody's taken a day trip up to Rouse Creek. Well, everybody who's going has taken a day trip up to Rouse Creek. And I think there is one more before the end of the year where they're going to Hatfield-McCoy. And then there's a third one that's already on the calendar, which is also for spring, but it's at the end of April, so it'll be a month after the spring fling that we're planning as well. The spring fling, we're putting a little bit more planning into it because we're going to try and get some sponsors to donate items for raffling and get food lined up. And, you know, we're trying to make sure, you know, we got a good 4 or 5 months of heads up for people to come out and make plans and what have you. Give people an opportunity to schedule time off, and hopefully I'm gonna talk to some of the local vendors as well as our national points of contact and see if we can get, you know, some swag and just a couple little things donated. So at the end of the day, we can go over to the barn and kind of hang out a little bit and do a little a friendly raffle, you know.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'll have to get Donna to put together her craft stuff and her Jeep cups and everything, see if we can't put a booth together for it. We're supposed to do a couple festivals and events with her booth, but just nothing's gone right so far this last year, over.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I feel like I'm still stuck in 2020. I'm having a hard time believing 2022 is almost here.
A1BD, KS1BBY, yeah, roger. This year seems like it both drug on and went by too fast. And if we're going to, for this weekend, we're probably going to go out to West Virginia. Donna wants to take the granddaughter trick-or-treating and do Halloween stuff with her because, you know, she likes spending that time. So maybe I can get some practice on the trails of West Virginia before we start taking it up to see what happens with that. Make sure it'll make it up the hills where we could actually test it. But that'll be awesome. Over.
Yeah, roger. That sounds like a good time. And actually, I was supposed to be in Connecticut this weekend. We were going to go spend some time with the grandbabies, but the trip got temporarily postponed due to health issues for my wife. And we think we got everything squared away today as far as getting her ready to travel and getting her meds and stuff. And we're going to go up to Connecticut and spend some time with the grandbabies. And we're going to do some trick-or-treating with them and then come home, you know, either Monday or Tuesday after. And, yeah, I've just been kind of, well, you have not seen my Jeep since the last time I got work done. I put a 2.5-inch leveling kit on the front, which I know you saw, and I always felt like the Jeep just didn't sit right, so I wound up putting 2.5-inch springs in the back with all of the 3.5-inch kit supporting parts, like the sway bar links and the extended travel shocks and all that jazz. I don't know if you saw the video I put up of me on the RTI ramp, but the Jeep looks humongous now compared to what it was. I almost can't get into it. It's pretty funny. Back over to you.
Yeah, actually, I did see your video up there of it climbing up. I was like, oh, that is incredible. I was telling Donna, I said, make it in black, and that's the exact Jeep that I need when I finally get around to it. If everything else doesn't come, I forgot to mention we finally getting our HVAC fixed. $13,000 to get a new air conditioner put in under the house. It's supposed to be in November 2nd or 3rd, so I have to make room for all that. Over.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a huge chunk of change right there. I do not envy you one bit. Hopefully it's been at least limping along for you, even though you're getting it replaced. I know one of my friends told me they lost their HVAC completely during the summer. I hope that wasn't you.
Yeah, that was me. We've been running on window units and lots of blankets and dogs. It's amazing how much heat a dog will put off when they're cuddled up to you. I got a German Shepherd for the legs and a Pomeranian for each armpit. We call it a three-dog night. But it hasn't been getting too cold just yet, so we're hoping that they get this in and done quick so that as it starts getting colder, we can get used to how to use it. And I can finally take some of these window units out. It'll be an interesting time. All these things that cost money, and
luckily I'm getting the overtime to take care of it now. Just, I don't know. We'll see how long this overtime goes, over.
Oh, man. I literally belly laughed on the three dog night. That was absolutely humorous. I'm sorry that you're going through it, but I'm glad to see that as it's coming to an end, at least you have a sense of humor about it. That helps a lot, too. But, yeah, the overtime's always good. I wound up doing, 2021. I am almost 1,000 hours less this year than I was in 2020. I guess normal billing cycles, like 1980, and my normal billing cycle is a little over 2,000. In 2020, I did almost 3,000 hours, billable hours, and I hardly ever slept. So this year, when we started doing this year, I'm like, I think I'm going to dial my time way, way back. I didn't have time to enjoy much of anything. So while the money's good, and, you know, I'm always time and material, sometimes the stress factor and the life-work balance, it becomes more of a priority. So hopefully there's a break for you on the horizon. KS1 PPY, SN1 BED, over to you.
Yeah, agreed. You just got me to thinking I should probably check my leave and vacation balances, because without taking a lot of time off this year with all this stuff going on, I need to burn some leave before the end of the year. Now I need to go look at that and kind of compare it up to when the deep events are. And this will be an interesting venture. All right, I'm going to hop off here. I got a couple of things to wrap up and spend a little bit of time with the spouse before we pass out for the night. But it's been good catching up with you. We'll catch you on the group, and or only a text or message away, right?
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate the convo. It's always great chatting with you, and definitely always a quick chat away. I've been sitting in the parking lot over here at Checkers waiting to go through the drive-thru. I'm going to head home and finish up my laundry and get my suitcase loaded. So I guess we'll see how that trip goes. I'll give you a holler when I get back. Hopefully everything will be going well. In the meantime, 7-3, my friend, we'll talk to you soon. KS1 PPY, this N1, be easy. I'll be clear on your bottom.
Roger that. Yeah, give me a holler when you get back in the way, and I'll keep you updated as as vacation times come through and events come through, and we'll get plans going on that. Have a good one. Drive safe. 7-3 N1BED KS1 PPY clear.